It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Well, here we are. 11 o'clock means it is Eaton Time, and that means one thing. Our friend Belton Johnson, former Saskatchewan Rough Rider, he's a Grey Cup champion and always the most delectable recipes, joins us once again by phone. Belton, thanks so much for being here today. Game day today, my friend.
Oh, it's about time, Evan. And, the Riders, I think they're going to do something special this year, man.
You're pumped up about this, are you?
I am, Evan.
So tonight, preseason game, we know these games are actually more for the coaches and the coaching staff than it is for us as fans, because they're tweaking things, they're getting to know. We're hearing no starters are starting tonight. You still pumped up for the game?
I am, Evan, and, you know, because to me, you know, some of these guys may make the team, whether it's with the Riders or, you know, another club or something, right? And I just feel like the Riders, yes, they got the starters figured out. I think we all know that. But it may be one, two, maybe three other players that they're, you know, keeping a close eye on. And, you know, let's face it, one of the guys who I really liked was that Dre McCree. Kick return specialist, right?
He had a couple good returns last week.
Really good. And you know what? Is he going to force, you know, Mario Alford, right? Like, to me, that's, oh, man, Dre looked really good. Is he going to push Alford out the door? You know, and maybe we'll find out tonight here.
Yeah, it'll be good. Is it too early to know? Because so many people are talking about the Riders, how good they look on paper. Now we're starting to get a glimpse of preseason action, but it still gives us a chance to gauge where they're at. Is it too early to know what other teams are looking like this year in the league?
I do think it is too early. Especially with offense, Evan, it takes a couple weeks to, you know, usually get offenses in tune. With defense, usually it starts a little bit quicker. I've gone against several defensive guys. I tell them all the time, well, y'all just run to the ball. You don't do much offense. We have to think. We have to strategically look here, look there, and everything, right? So it's definitely going to be too early, especially with the offense. It usually takes a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I saw a picture you posted on social media. Is your mom here visiting?
Oh, yes. My mama's here, man. She's, you know what? And she loves coming up at this time of the year. Evan, you want to know why?
Why?
It's too hot in the South.
Oh, okay.
She's get a little bit of relief. You know, Saskatchewan get a little bit of wind, and, you know, she's actually been doing a pretty good job of cooking here as well.
So, that's what drew me. I mean, people, if you hear me ask, is your mom here? It's not because Belton posted pictures of his dear mom. No, he posted pictures of her cooking online. What was that meal you posted yesterday?
The meal I posted yesterday, it would have been, turnip greens, cornbread, I think it was corn on the cob there,
yep.
Potato salad, and my mom knows my favorite meal, it's fried catfish, and she actually brought, you know, the catfish up fresh from Mississippi and fried it up, and I thought I was going to have leftover, Evan. I thought I was, but the kids, they took it to school and like, oh, that was my catfish.
Well, I can tell you this. I am well-traveled when it comes to trying different types of food. I can honestly say I've never tried catfish.
Oh, it's a delicacy, in the South there. And I don't even know what to compare it to here because, you know, catfish is a bottom feeder.
Yep.
But, you know, when you fry it up right and, oh, I can eat it every day, Evan, every day.
Well, next time you're having it, I'm going to have to get a quick message from you to slide by and just even hang around for scraps at the back door or something like that.
like my kids, they left me two little pieces. I'm like, are you kidding me, guys?
Those darn kids. All right, Belton, we're ready for what you've got today. Smoked stuffed meatloaf. Am I right?
That's correct, Evan. And so with my meatloaf here, it calls for ground beef, panko breadcrumbs, red onion, garlic, eggs, Worcestershire sauce, And I always tell people you can use, you know, a homemade rub or your favorite steak seasoning. We're going to have some pepper jack cheese and barbecue sauce.
Okay.
We got quite a few ingredients.
We got a lot of ingredients on this one.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to combine all the ingredients together by hand except for the pepper jack cheese. So once we got all the ingredients combined, again, except for the pepper jack cheese, we're going to spread that meat mixture out. And what I like to do is place the pepper jack cheese in the middle. And we're going to shape the meat mixture into a loaf shape. And sometimes to get this loaf shape, you know those banana bread bacon
pans? Dishes? Yep.
Yep. And sometimes I line it with wax paper and I just, you know, put the meat mix, half of the meat mixture in. And then I'll put the pepper jack cheese in the middle. And then I'll layer on more of the meat mixture. So you got that shape. Loaf shape,
right? Yeah,
you follow me.
I'm right with you. You bet.
All right, so we got that formed up and everything. And what I like to do is brush on barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And next, we're gonna place the meatloaf in the smoker, and I usually put it on my cooling rack just so we could get that smoke circulated all around the loaf.
Okay.
And we're gonna make sure that we baste with barbecue sauce every hour while it's in the smoker.
Okay. How long do you, what have you got the temperature set at?
The temp is set at about anywhere from 225 degrees to 250 degrees. And again, that's, you know, that's just for to get that smoke flavor and everything.
Right.
And so we're going to smoke it for about 4 hours or until it hits an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Because at 165 degrees internal temperature, that's when that ground beef is done.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah, 106, got it written down, 165 degrees. Yep.
All right. And so once we take it out of the smoker, we're going to let that loaf rest for a few minutes, right, before slicing and serving. And again, don't forget, we got to baste it every hour because it's going to smoke for 4 hours.
4 hours, right.
All right. So once we get it, you can slice it up. Guess what, Evan?
What, buddy?
Oh, it's eating time.
Oh, man. It's eating time. I can hear the hunger in your voice on that one, Belton. That sounds great. Love it. And we will post that on social media as well. And I know you always do as well. Belton, thanks so much for joining us again. Thank you for your recipe. And what time's the pregame show start up today with the Grain Zone?
5 p.m., Evan.
5 p.m. Game time is 7 o'clock. And then the post-game analysis, of course, after the game as well.
Absolutely.
Always looking forward to it. Belton, thanks so much for your time. And thanks for the recipe. Go Riders.
Go Riders. Have a good one, Evan.
Belton Johnson, it's eating time. Thanks again to our crew at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association for making it possible every week. A new recipe from Belton. A great one today. Smoked stuffed meatloaf. You can check it out online. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.